The devotional for Thursday, March 17th, 2016, is written by the Reverend Dr. Scott Hagley, Assistant Professor of Missiology at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotional is based on Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 31. What must I do to inherit eternal life? The question comes from a man bowing before Jesus, still heaving to catch his breath. The wealthy man catches Jesus just before his journey to Jerusalem. Jesus' short response leaves the man in grief and the disciples perplexed. If a man with such wealth, intentionality, and moral certitude cannot be saved, then who can? We find ourselves asking the same question today. Saturated with middle-class anxieties, we wonder whether Jesus really meant for the man to sell all he has, or what it means to leave family for the sake of God's call. But Jesus' response to the disciples rebukes their and our concerns. The wealthy man will not achieve God's salvation. Neither will we. The point is not where God draws the line for acceptable sacrifice, but rather the proximity and mobility of the disciple in relationship to the living Lord. Jesus asks, "Will you go with me even to places of suffering, poverty, death?" The man's wealth and the disciple's family offer ready excuses to answer Jesus with a well-meaning, "Not yet." Verse 32 shows a small band of disciples walking behind Jesus in amazement and fear. Mark seems to suggest that this is eternal life. Even better, this is the way of eternal life. Lent is about turning and returning to this way in repentance and belief. Let us find ourselves on the road and in our neighborhood with Jesus, wherever he may be heading. Let us pray. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me on a high rock. Amen.